ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 8, Text 15, The Churning of the Milk Ocean. Please repeat after me. Samudra Pita Kosheya Vashasi Samufarat Varuna Shrajam Vaijayantim Madhuna Matta Satpadam. Samudra Pita Kosheya Samudraha Pita Kausheya Vasasi Samupaharat Vasasi Samupaharat Varuna Srajam Vaijayantim Varuna Srajam Vaijayantim Madhuna Matta Satpadam Madhuna Matta Satpadam Samudra Pita Kosheya Vasasi Samupaharat Varuna Srajam Vaijayantim Madhuna Matta Satpadam. Prabhus, you can repeat.
Samudra Pita Kausheya Vasasi Samuhapan Vaijayantim Vaijantim Matasarvata Drapita Kaunteya Vasasi Samupahara Varunasajam Vaijayantim Matasatpadan Samudraha Pita Kausheya Vasasi Samuhapara Marunam Sajam Vaijayantim Madhuna Mattasatpadam.
Matajis.
Samudraha Pita Kausheya Vasasi Samupahara
Word to word translation. Samudra, the ocean. Pita Kausheya, yellow silk. Vasasi, both the upper and lower portions of a garment. Samupahara presented Varuna, the predominating deity of the water. Srajam, garland. Vaijayantim, the most decorated and the biggest. Madhuna, with honey. Matta, drunken. Satpadam, bumblebees, which have six legs. Translation. The ocean, which is the source of all valuable jewels, supplied the upper and lower portions of a yellow silken garment. The predominating deity of the water, Varuna, presented flower garlands, surrounded by six-legged bumblebees, drunken with honey. Please repeat after me. The ocean, which is the source of all valuable jewels, supplied the upper and lower portions of a yellow silken garment. The predominating deity of the water, Varuna, presented flower garlands surrounded by six-legged bumblebees, drunken with honey. Purport. When bathing the deity in the Abhishek ceremony with various liquids such as milk, honey, yogurt, ghee, cow dung, and cow urine, it is customary to supply yellow garments. In this way, the Abhisheka ceremony for the goddess of fortune was performed according to the regular Vedic principles. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devyai Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamritamscha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutushe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalptarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading from the 8th canto, chapter 8, The Churning of the Milk Ocean, text 15. samudra pita kosheya vasasi samupaharat varuna srajam vaijayantim madhuna matta satpanam. We see that Lakshmi Devi, Goddess Lakshmi, she has manifested herself from the milk ocean in this episode. And the sages, the demigods, and the various saintly personalities over there, they are offering their obeisances, they are offering their prayers to Lakshmi Devi. And how are they welcoming her? By Abhishek. Yeah, because it is very customary, it's very compulsory that whenever a guest comes to our house, you wash their hands, feet, and then you offer them something to drink. Yeah. So, right now, Goddess Lakshmi, Lakshmi Devi has come, and all the sages, demigods, they are offering the Panchamrita, yeah, as it is stated. The ocean, right now Varuna, who acted as the father of Lakshmi Ji, he who is the source of all valuable jewels, so he is supplying yellow silk garment. We see during Abhishek, even in our temple or places where they are following Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava standards, during Abhishek they offer yellow garments to the Lord because it is stated. And the predominating deity of the water, Varuna, presented flower garlands surrounded by six-legged bumblebees drunken with honey. So even Lord Krishna, he likes flowers. Among all the offerings, actually, of all the decorations, like diamonds, pearls, the most pleasing to Lord Krishna is flowers. Even though the flower garlands which we make for the Lord, it withers or it destroys in 1 day or 2 days, maximum 3 days, yeah, if it's not kept properly. But still, we can see and understand from here that even if one is offering or making flowers for the Lord or any type of deity service, Abhishek or dressing the Lord, that seva or devotional service which he is doing is eternal in nature. Eternal in nature, as in today I made or I did some seva for the Lord. Lord Krishna remembers that, and he will always remember that. He will never forget that even small seva we do towards the Lord. So, it's a part of our Vaishnava culture, yeah, to do Abhishek of the Lord on their appearance days, just like every year. I don't know how many of you have been to Mayapur for Gaur Purnima. Yeah? It is so jam-packed of devotees, all just trying to get a glimpse of Lord Chaitanya's Abhishek. Especially the Maha Abhishek in Mayapur, which happens once in 5 years. So that's how the Vaishnava custom is to do Abhishek. Yeah? But from a material perspective, from a material point of view, can you imagine a human being, or can you imagine a devotee, let alone human being, us, standing in our gamchas and then getting bathed publicly? You know, we are put panchamrit, like cow dung, ghee, honey, yeah, all on us. You know, you're taking bath with all those things in public, speaking from a materially point of view. Can you imagine that, how embarrassed we would be, or how it looks so such a terrible condition for us, that all kinds of juice, yeah, mango juice, watermelon juice, and all are being poured on us. Would we enjoy that? We would enjoy drinking it, yeah. But imagine all these, you know, stick to our body. And so from a material perspective or material view angle, we may not understand how Abhishek pleases the Lord. But Lord Krishna says, you know, that what he is looking for is devotion. Bhav Grahi Janardana. So even we do Abhishek of the Lord and we welcome Him with all the liquids and all the Vedic customary rituals, He accepts it. Because He sees the sincerity of the devotee. And Srila Prabhupada personally taught the devotees how to do Abhishek. He showed by installing deities, vigrahas in the temple. He showed how Abhishek is performed, how it should be performed. Yeah. And this ritual, this loving ritual, it was passed down from ages. And as I was saying, that anything we do in a devotional service, in devotional life, is eternal. And it cannot be seen from a mundane or a cheap perspective or a cheap vision. Like some people, they can just say for the sake of saying, Jai Shri Shri Radha Das Bihari Ji Ki, Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki. So some atheistic people, well, they won't say that, but some atheistic people, just for the sake of saying, they will come to the temple and say, Are, Bhagwan ko itna mehenga decoration karne ki kya zarurat hai? Or why do you have to offer such heavy foodstuffs to Lord? You know, why you're wasting so much food grains or so much valuable natural resources for the Supreme Lord? Ye agar cheez garibon mein baat diya jaye, or we distribute it to the poor, at least some people will not go hungry. Kisi log ko khane ko milega yadi ye sab cheez baat diya jaye. But we have to understand that in Krishna consciousness, nothing is followed like a ritual. Yeah? It is all done out of devotion. Why? Because Abhishek is given, Abhishek standard is given. But if you don't have a temple, if you don't have a vigra, if you don't have an Abhishek, how can you please the Lord? By chanting His name. Yeah. And what do you need to chant His name? Just a tongue. Even if it's in that, that's not there, you just need a pure heart to chant His names. So nothing in bhakti, in devotional life, is ritual. It is all how much you want to offer, how much devotion you have, how much is your capacity, ability. Kitna hum de sakte Bhagwan ko, that much we would have to offer. And when we see that devotees, they are doing all kinds of worship or all kinds of service to the Lord, may it be making garlands, may it be sweeping the temple floor, may it be cleaning the temple floor or cleaning the altar or any kind of service to the Lord. And simultaneously, if he offends the Vaishnavas, then it causes great pain to Lord. You know, just imagine, how would you feel if you're welcomed in a place, you're garlanded properly, and then you're offered nice crown and nice foodstuffs to eat, everything, and at the end of the day you're beaten. You're beaten up with a stick because that's what you're insulted, huh? So similarly, that's how Lord Krishna would feel if we're doing everything nicely, worshipping Him nicely, following the regulative principles nicely. But if we offend the devotees who are dear to Lord Krishna, it won't gain you anywhere. Just like Srila Prabhupada states, gives the example of love me, love my dog. Yeah, in America, in the Western countries, well, nowadays it's popular in India too. They pet dogs. And it is very, very necessary that if you love a person, if you like that person, you like his dog too. Yeah. So similarly, devotees are very dear to Lord Krishna. If we love Lord Krishna, we should make sure we love their devotees as well. But since we are living in this material world as well, and everybody is not perfect, at least I'm not, and we may commit mistakes also. Sadhakas, we are committing mistakes on the path of bhakti as well. So acharyas say that even if somebody else is, you know, devotee is committing a mistake or something, one still has to offer him respects because he's a Vaishnava. Whatever it is, he's at least took the authority of Lord Krishna or Vishnu as his supreme. So he may have some faults here and there because nobody is perfect, but at least we must respect him as a Vaishnava. You may not associate with him, you know, but you can at least respect him. So in this translation and purports, Srila Prabhupada is discussing how Abhishek is done or how some deity worship standards are doing. And we can see that Shripad Madhavacharya, how he got the Udupi Krishna, how he got the Krishna Vigraha. It's a very nice story that Shripad Madhavacharya was on the banks of the Arabian Sea near Udupi, and a merchant sailor ship was traveling by. So it was coming from Dwarka, yeah? So when it came to that shore, suddenly a windstorm, a very huge windstorm, started to blow, and the ship was going haywire and it was ready to sink. So at that moment, the captain of the ship, he saw Shripad Madhavacharya meditating upon the Lord, you know, just doing bhajan. And when he saw that, he called upon Shripad Madhavacharya that, please help me, please do something. And as we all know, Madhavacharya is, you know, son of Vayu, expansion of Vayu. So what he did was, he just held his chadar sirf hawa mein pakda, you know, he just, through the direction of the wind, he held his chadar and the wind stopped. And that made the merchant so happy, yeah, who was carrying variables, you know, he was carrying jewels and pearls and diamonds on his ship, and it made him so happy that he said, whatever you want, you can have from my ship. So Shripad Madhavacharya asked him, where are you coming from? So he said, I'm coming from Dwarka. So he said, oh, Dwarka, do you have Gopi Chandan on board? So the sailor, the merchant, in those days, yeah, they used to use dust or big sand balls to balance the weight of the ship as ballard. It's known as ballard. It is used to balance the weight of the ship with the valuables. Yeah. So how much ever expensive jewels you take, you got to balance it with these sand balls or clay balls or rocks basically. So that man had taken, you know, two huge clumps of sand or clay, rock, on his ship to balance out his jewels. So this sailor went, this sailor thought that, I think I have some clay balls. Maybe if you like, you can have that. That's a tendency of a materialistic person. Yeah. That he sees valuable things as useless, just as dust. But Sripad Madhavacharya, he's seeing the jewels and diamonds as worthless. He has no value for jewels and worth. What he wants is Gopi Chandan. And what is Gopi Chandan? It is the dust, literally the dust from the lotus feet of Gopis and Srimati Radharani. So he finds those clay balls, those sand balls, and then he gives them to Sripad Madhavacharya. And it so happens that while they were getting those sand balls back to the mutt, it cracked open and a very beautiful deity of Lord Krishna, as we see today in Udupi, that form of Krishna manifested from within that Gopi Chandan. And from history, we come to know from Vedas, from the Shastras, that this Murti was worshipped by Srimati Rukmini Devi when Lord Krishna was in Dwarka. Yeah? And Devaki, Mother Devaki, she wanted to listen or see some of Lord Krishna's pastimes when he was a child. So she asked Lord Krishna, because she never got the opportunity. And when Lord Krishna described these pastimes and showed these pastimes to Mother Devaki, the chief of the queens, Rukmini, she was present. And she desired to worship Lord in that form. So this Murti was lost in ages, and ultimately nobody knew where this Murti was, this Vigra. And Sripad Madhavacharya, he uncovered this Vigraha. And today we see it as Udupi Krishna Mutt. I don't know how many of you have gone, but it's a very beautiful deity of Lord Krishna. And the deity worship standards is, very high. Because even in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have our deity worship standards from Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who's from South India. Yeah. And from the past 750 years, it is since Madhavacharya came, the deity is only touched by his initiated sannyasis who have come down from the parampara. No one can touch the deities other than the initiated sannyas disciples coming down. And they have very nice processions, and they have the abhishek, everything. So we see very nice deity worship standards over there. And it is, this one such pastime was narrated, I heard this in a lecture of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, that one of the mutter in charge, he brought a crown, a diamond studded, bahut mehenga sa crown, Bhagwan ke liye kharida. He bought it and he collected funds for it, and he ultimately bought it. And in those days it was some lakhs of rupees. Yeah. So when he bought that, everybody criticized him for it, ki Bhagwan ke liye itna mehenga saman kharidne ki kya zarurat thi, lakho lakho rupees saman, ye gold already Bhagwan ke paas purane jo gold jewelry hai, ye naya saman kharidne ki kya zarurat thi. So Maharaj tells that he asked him that why, a reporter asked him that, Swamiji, aapne aisa kyu kiya, why did you have to buy, collect funds and use it for just one crown, which everybody, they have, the deities already have the crown, they have so many paraphernalia in gold, why did you have to just waste so much money for a crown? So the Matha Adipati or the in charge, he says. And it's a, he says that, this is the reply he gave to the journalist, that we see in this material world, whenever any prime minister or a president of a state, country, travels here and there, how many crores of rupees or dollars is he spending just for his travel expenditure, his accommodation, his bodyguard's travel expenditure, his bodyguard's accommodation in all five-star hotels, his securities, commandos, etc., etc., jet, private jet. And this is just for a person, an ordinary human being, who is in charge of one of the small states, one of the small countries, in one of the planets, in one of the universe, in one of the galaxies, in one of the lokas of this one of the, one universe. Yeah. So, how can we offer this crown, this gold, this diamond-studded crown of, you know, millions of rupees, and how can we offer this, and how can it be considered less? When a president of America, you know, he goes somewhere or wherever, they spend millions of dollars of money just for his expenditure. And where does that money come from? Taxpayers. Yeah. Basically, even we, each individual as taxpayers, you are indirectly contributing for the president, prime ministers or the ministers going here, there, traveling and making merry of our money. So when we can do that, why can't we offer just a small crown to the Lord, you know? And then the reporter paid dandavat obeisances. He was convinced. Yeah. So whatever we do to the Lord or however we serve the Lord is never too much. It's always too little. But Krishna sees it with how much sincerity we are doing it. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he used to always say this example of an old lady who used to offer simple Yamuna water to Sri Sri Radha Damodar when Srila Prabhupada was there. And nobody used to appreciate this, or nobody used to even acknowledge this service of offering water. You know, just Yamuna se kya pani leke hai Bhagwan ke liye. Nobody used to acknowledge, nobody used to recognize. And she didn't even care for this recognition. But every day in early morning, she used to go to Yamuna, get some water and offer it to the Lord. And just keep it, and the pujaris would offer it. So a devotee's mood is always to serve the Lord. Yeah. And in a cooperative environment, in a cooperative mood, in a cooperative atmosphere, how can we serve the Lord? So, it is very important that devotees come together, you know, cooperatively serve the Lord, because Srila Prabhupada has created this society for us in this Kali Yuga for that sole purpose. Yeah. So we see right now that in this episode of Samudra Manthan, churning of the milk ocean, Lakshmi Devi has appeared. And it is one thing which we can see, one lesson which we can learn, is that when Lakshmi Devi has appeared over here, we can see that she is meant, it is to be understood as she is meant for the Lord's pleasure, Lord Narayan's pleasure. And people who will try to satisfy their own senses, they will end up being bewildered like Mohini Murthy, who's going to come up next. Yeah. When we try to satisfy our senses, we just remain dissatisfied. So, the jivas, each and every living entity over here, jivas, position, constitutional position is to be a servant of the Lord. Jivere swarupa hoy Krishna Nityadas. And just like water's position is to be liquid, sugar's position is to be sweet. Yeah. So similarly, jiva's position is to be a servant. And we see that when we come in bhakti, or when we are practicing sadhak bhakti, getting ourselves relieved from the burden of being enjoyed is quite a relief, you know. Getting yourself being relief from the burden of being enjoyed. Why? Because for enjoyment, what we would have to do? You would have to work 9 to 5. Then you would have to face your family. You would have to face your wife or your husband. You would have to deal with your children. You would have to satisfy them. And then you have to satisfy yourself. So, throwing that burden of enjoyment when we come in Krishna consciousness, that itself is a relief for devotees. And we see that this human life, even Lord Krishna states that this human life is very rare, and how one should not let go of the opportunity of making full use of our lives, and how an intelligent devotee, a devotee is actually intelligent, so how an intelligent devotee, he desires to be free from the position of being an enjoyer. Why? Because the main difference we see over here between the demigods and demons is that the demigods, right now they have come together for a purpose, for a higher cause. Yeah? And the demons, they want to enjoy themselves. So the main difference between devotees and, you know, materialistic people also is that devotees want to serve the Lord. Yeah, that should be the mood. That is the mood. Just like the monkeys in Ramayana, what do they want? They want to bring Lord Ram and Sita together. And from our examples, we can see that Raghunath Das Goswami, when he read the book Lalita Madhava, yeah, in which it is described the separation of Lord Krishna and Radha, he immediately burst into tears, and uncontrollable tears and emotions is coming from Raghunath Das Goswami, and nobody could control him. But after seeing that, Rupa Goswami, he writes Rupa Goswami writes one book which is Dana Keli Komudiya. So he writes this book and he goes up to Raghunath Das Goswami and he says that I have to change this Lalita Madhava. So till then, why don't you read this Dana Keli Komudi book? And till then I will change this book. Yeah. So when Raghunath Das Goswami gets that book, and immediately after reading the union, the sweet union of Lord Krishna and Radha, he immediately is once again happy, you know, just to read. So that is the position, and that is the attitude of the devotee. And we see that when we are chanting, yeah, the Lord's names, because the Lord is non-different from His name. So Hare and Krishna are non-different from Radha Krishna. So how we can progress is by chanting attentively. And devotees, they are supposed to maintain a cooperative spirit. Yeah. In all our shastras, we see that devotees have to come together to maintain a cooperative spirit, to think of the bigger picture. Even in this world, even in our society, even in our institution, since we are all not perfect, yeah, so there will always be some quarrel here, there, some misunderstanding here, there. But as the saying is, yeah, think global but act local. So each devotee, everybody should try to understand each other. How? Put themselves in others' position and then think that, you know, what would I do or what is he going through if I was in that position? That is what real cooperation is, especially in this age and in our institution. So we see over here that when Lakshmi Devi appeared and when in this world Maya Devi attacks us, so for outside people, like for materialists, it is through various things like money, job, woman. But for devotees, it is through name, fame and glory. So one may be chanting very nicely, but unless he gives up the desire to be the enjoyer, then until then he will not attain, you know, he won't be able to progress in devotional life. But as soon as one gives up the enjoying propensity, yeah, and comes together in a cooperative mood and in a cooperative spirit to serve the Lord, that will make his life sublime. And you know, that is how we can achieve the Guru's and Lord's mercy and grace. So we can conclude here by saying or by seeing that how Srila Prabhupada has given us how one should welcome or how one should do Abhishek standards. And one can take from this episode of Samudra Manthan, churning of the milk ocean, that devotees should come up in a cooperative spirit and associate with each other, because it's association that matters for everybody. If we associate with bad people or materialistic people, our consciousness will slowly start becoming like them. So it is very important that we associate with devotees and do what pleases them, because if the devotees are pleased, Lord Krishna is pleased. So with this we can end today's lecture. We just have 2-3-4 minutes. If anybody has any realizations, any comments, it's most welcome to share.
हरे कृष्ण बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद गुरु गौरंगा प्रभु, बहुत सुंदर लेक्चर. इस वन में हम सब ग्रस्त है, हम सब ग्रस्त है ना. उन सब बच्चे हो गए हमारे गुरु गुरु का एक ऐसा बच्चा हुआ जिन्हें आज असल में बैठ के लेक्चर दे रहा, बहुत खुशी लगी मुझे, किसी ऐसे होना चाहिए। और उन्होंने बताया कि लक्ष्मी जी जब अपीर हुई तो भक्तों कितनी खुशी हो गई, और वहां के जो ऋषि थे वो लोगों ने सभी लोग उनके अभिषेक की तैयारी किया, लेकिन जो असुर थे वो मुरझा गए। उसे ये क्या हो गया, इतनी सुंदर लड़की, इतनी सुंदर बालिका आई और वो ये ऋषि क्या कर रहे हैं, उसकी अभिषेक कर रहे हैं। ये सब इसी प्रकार से वातावरण हुआ वहां पर। और भगवान ने देखा, भगवान तो चेत गुरु के रूप में हृदय में वास करते हैं, भगवान ने देखा कि ये तो इनकी इच्छा पूरी नहीं हुई, इसीलिए तुरंत उन्होंने वरुणी जो है उनको प्रकट किया, और जो असुर है राक्षस है उन्होंने उसको धारण कर लिया। तो इससे पता चलता है कि भक्त होते हैं वो कितने भगवान के निकट होते हैं और भगवान के साथ उनका क्या संबंध होता है। लक्ष्मी प्रकट होते ही ऋषियों ने समझा कि ये तो भगवान की प्रॉपर्टी है और भगवान की पत्नी भारिया है, इसकी सेवा करनी चाहिए, इसीलिए हजारों तीर्थ को मंगाया और उनका अभिषेक किया। तो ये बात से मालूम पड़ता है कि भगवान के भक्त में और जो कर्मी है या असुर है उसमें कितना अंतर है। इस प्रकार तो गुरु गरुआ को हम धन्यवाद देते हैं बहुत, इसी प्रकार से वो लेक्चर करते रहे, सुनते रहे हम लोग। सब लोग हरे कृष्णा बोलो उनके लिए, हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्णा
कृष्णा
हरे हरे
हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम
हरे राम
हरे राम
राम राम
राम राम
हरे हरे। सारे साधु लोग ब्लेसिंग कीजिए हमको, और दधिभक्षा प्रभु होते आज तो बहुत खुशी होता है।
हरे कृष्णा।
फर्स्ट टाइम?
यस।
नाइस, वेरी नाइस, कीप इट अप। आई वांट टू ऐड वन, यू सेड दैट अबाउट द रिचुअल, इफ यू डू एज आउट ऑफ ड्यूटी आर समथिंग इट बिकम्स अ रिचुअल, इवन फॉर कमिंग फॉर मंगल आरती गुरु पूजा इट्स, बट इफ यू डू विथ स्पिरिट ऑफ डिवोशन इट बिकम्स स्पिरिचुअल।
यस,
सो दैट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट।
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhu, for the comment and realization.
One more thing that Narad Muni explains in Bhagavatam 7th Canto, that during the time of Treta Yuga, people started disrespecting each other. So that is why they have introduced deity worship. So that without any criticism and all, they worship the deity. That later on, it is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada that if you simply do deity worship, but if we forget to offer respects to the devotee, and we don't do prachar, then even though they do deity worship, they will remain neophyte devotees.
Exactly.
All the time.
Exactly, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the comment. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.